Best Western by Eric Goodis. This recording copyright 2010, Silverfish Review Press. With the dry pop and twang of country music playing from one speaker in the back of the car, my father and I drove through North Carolina at 55 miles per hour, a purple curtain stretched out over the summer sky. My father's face was stunned and bitter, as if something beyond his control had bought his memories for a high price, and he was only now realizing their loss. We had been driving so long, our destination seemed almost a secret to us, to be revealed upon our arrival, and indeed we hesitated when we got to my grandmother's house by the ocean, with lazy curtains dawdling by the window in the breeze. Inside, my grandmother's body was laid out, pale-skinned, her hands crossed. I had never seen her before. Aunts and uncles, cousins like gnats, moved around us, translucent, as the sun went down. In another room, men's voices boomed carelessly, talking of numbers and shapes, of buildings not yet built. My father stood by the coffin, grasping its side, and a blue-haired aunt approached him, rested her hand on the shoulder of his stiff navy sport coat. "She died in her sleep," she said. "There was nothing we could do." But for my father, I imagine now, his mother had died in his sleep years before that. She'd died as he slept at boot camp. She'd died as he reached over and touched my mother's face on the honeymoon bed. He had run away at age 14, bought a ticket for some faraway state, leaving the army, leaving his wife, never making up his mind. What need had he for a mother? And now I think about my mother and the night he stole me from her. We drove for hours then, too, sleeping restlessly in a Holiday Inn somewhere in New England. I had one pair of underwear and a book. They rested on the television console as we tossed and turned. And that was when my mother died for me. She slipped away in that midnight, and her ghost has kept me running, long after my father grew too old to run with me. My father found another aunt as we moved toward the door, toward the car, toward the Best Western motel room registered in our name. "We're very tired," he said, shutting the screen door. And that was only half a lie, because as soon as we got into our separate beds, we passed into a long, dark sleep. But if we had taken the exit to the highway, we could have kept going for days, driving to distance ourselves from the tendrils of our pasts that clawed and groped for us in the suffocating summer dusk.